Sam going, Tony, do you have a bit of shopping to do in terms of new signings? Is it a good time? Is the World Cup here a good time for a coach who wants to maybe look outside of Ireland or look outside of his own resources?
Well, we're always looking for quality players. There's no doubt about that, and our past history suggests that the 12 position is one that we look to fill from outside. We're developing players underneath that, but at this point in time, we'll look to see what's out there. We certainly want to make sure that we bring the right person in. If there's someone available, if there's not, there's not, and we'll carry on with what we've been training and coaching through the academy system and through the players that we have at this point in time. So, the World Cup certainly offers up players. It certainly has it at this point in time, but we'll have to wait and see. You're allowed five non-foreign players.
Is that three vacancies or?
Pardon?
Have you three vacancies or?
No, we've only got the one. BJ Botha.
Sorry, yes.
Dion, Doug Howlett, Lofemi Murphy.
And so is Peter Barless, he's finished?
He's a project player.
Sorry?
He's a project player. Project player, so there's a bit of confusion over that of whether he's brought here as a full international player, but he's a project player.
Is he tied up for next season?
Correct, yeah.
So you just have the one day?
Correct, yeah, just the one spot, yeah.
Tony, is Alan Quinlan carrying a knock, or is he in the squad?
No, Alan's not in the squad for this week.
And just to go back to the point, if you don't mind, just is there much of a difference?
Probably asking the wrong bloke with regard to that, but carry on.
Or is it just subtle differences?
I think it's with regard to the mindset, and I think probably what you've seen over here is that mindset clays up. I think, you talk to the front rows, you talk to even Peter Borlase, for instance, about the differences in scrummaging philosophy and scrummaging mindset coming from where he's come from MPC to Super 14 into Heineken Cup, into Celtic League, and then you transfer that to the Celtic League with regards to Irish, Welsh, Italian and the Scottish, and then you transfer that again into French and English. There are different differences, there's no doubt about that from a technical point of view, but as far as a mindset, I think European rugby certainly has its own philosophy in that, and you've seen the scrums and the sides with the strongest scrums over here traditionally go the furthest in the competitions.
Tony, just to return to the Amlin Challenge Cup. In any way, and amongst fans, it might be seen as compensation because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to go to the squad and say, look, we've got to put thoughts of compensation out of our heads? This is a piece of European silverware in its own right.
Not at all. The players were extremely focused as soon as we came back, and we had to refocus and reset where we're going for the rest of the season. The players are competitive. That's why they're professional rugby players, and that's why they're signed here to play at Munster, because they want to win and they want to be successful. So, as I said, we all set our standards extremely high every year, and people are no different in their own personal life. And when that objective changes, you need to refocus all your energies. You don't have time to dwell about and covet something that's not there. If we did that, we wouldn't be where we are now. Both to get past London Orange, to get the bonus point to get into this position, and we certainly wouldn't be where we are in the Magnus League if we did that. We'd be still wallowing around trying to find ourselves. So we had to march straight back on. We've done that, and our energies are completely focused on where we are in this competition.
So would winning the Amlin Challenge Cup make this a successful season?
Well, it's a good question. Look, that's not for me to answer. We need to get through this weekend first. What constitutes success or not, many people have done different variations of that. We've certainly learnt that over the years of what deems a successful season. So interpretation is open to that. What we certainly know that, if we get an opportunity to get through this weekend, it certainly allows us to be able to get a home semi-final, and from there opportunities arise.